That was deep. That's why you're not laughing. Dear, hooray, Ajahn, we found it. What is behind the Buddha in the bush? Interesting. What we'll find out tomorrow morning. Hey, thank you so much for the beautiful sight. Okay, that's the secret Buddha garden. Somebody has found the secret Buddha garden in the bush somewhere. Here we go. This is a book. Almost. Not a question. Here we go. Anyway, I'm patient. Dear Ajahn, since childhood I've been an anxious and tense character. Me too. Well, not really. As a student at uni, I got so bad that I found myself sitting in front of my studies, unable to move, paralyzed with terror. It was difficult for me to do basic functional things in the world, but I knew this was the case and forced myself into situations where I would have to learn and grow. Your teaching has been the most immense support. I would not have the quality of life I have now without you. Recently, I started to help an organization I care about. As I did this, my fears arose again. I used my practice, but even more recently, some stressful issues people have caused a great deal of tension to flood me. I'm wondering if I can keep serving this group in this way without the possibility of breaking down entirely. I've noticed this tension has always been manifesting in a long-standing physical ailment. I've noticed this is to do with wanting to do things well and dreadful fear of not doing so, and the result of this will be rejection and isolation. I've seen this in my meditation too. Get to the breath and quickly leave it, fearing I may not be able to be with it well. Sometimes this tension and stress gives me rise to headache across the brow, ill will, tension, fear mixed with deep apologies for the length of this. Can't say this in an interview with gratitude. Now this is so common, either with a lesser or greater degree with all people. We always feel we have to succeed. We always have to meet other people's expectations. At the least, we have to meet our own expectations and our own goals and standards. That's why I said this morning, see if you can not measure yourself. And then you can be at peace with yourself and just allow yourself to be. If you want to discover a great truth, you go out into the forest and you try and find a perfect tree in the forest around you. You can walk through the whole 140 acres of Jhana Grove and you will not find one perfect tree. They're leaning to the left, leaning to the right, branch falling off here, branch falling off over there, all sort of weird and strange and wounded. That is what makes the forest beautiful. If all those trees were perfectly straight, in lines and in rows, it would have been planted by the government, not by nature. And it looks terrible. But the so-called imperfections of a forest show you that the forest is beautiful, and maybe with all your imperfections, or the things which you think are wrong with you, at last you see are actually right with you. So now you don't try so damn hard to succeed and be perfect. You can make mistakes, you can be yourself. Look at me, I don't give a damn about what you think of my jokes. I'm going to say them anyway, that's why I'm at peace with myself. Other people are afraid to tell jokes. What would happen if you tell a joke and no one laughs? Happens to me very often. I just tell them anyway, I don't care. So this is where you should be aiming for. Aiming to a person who allows themselves to make mistakes. Allows yourself to be imperfect. Allows yourself to stuff up from time to time. And it's beautiful doing that. And if you always want to be perfect, that's where you get the anxiety from. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to do it well. You don't need to always, you know, try and achieve things. So let all that stuff go. And you're learning that in this meditation. What works for meditation. Just make peace, be kind, be gentle. Don't try and make yourself perfect. Don't try and get rid of all these defilements and hindrances and stuff. Just make peace with them. Remember that story this morning? The emperor who came in to the demon's palace? Remember that to solve this anxiety and wanting to be perfect. You're imperfect. You make a mistake, a demon has come into your life. Don't go say, get out of here, you don't belong, I'm supposed to be perfect. No. Welcome, monster. I really stuffed up today. Welcome. And be kind to the monsters of your life. And of course, you know what happens next. The monster gets smaller and smaller until it vanishes completely away. There's no more problem anymore. You realize you can fail. You can stuff up. You can make mistakes. And you have such a wonderful life. The way I learned when I stuffed up in Thailand and made a mistake, did Ajahn Chah, my teacher, scold me? No. He laughed his head off. For example, the first year over there, it's a very poor monastery in those days, and if we wanted a bar of soap, you had to go and ask your teacher for a bar of soap. And he had just one of these big water jars. When people came and they offered him something, he just put it all in the water jar. And if he wanted something, like a battery, he'd just look in the jar. If there's something there, he'd give it to you. If there was, he'd say, sorry, there's nothing there. So I went for a bar of soap, because, you know, it's a wash with. And I said, I asked for a bar of soap. But I was only beginning to learn Thai. And I got the word slightly wrong. The word for soap in Thai is sabu. And I said, sapo. Very close together. But sapo means pineapple. So what Ajahn Chah heard, that I asked for a pineapple. And he looked at me, he's very kind, man, said, you know, what do you want a pineapple for? And the rest of it, I got right, you know, to wash, you know, to bathe. And I caused him so much happiness for 2 or 3 days. He was telling all the visitors, these people in London, they wash with pineapples. That's very strange culture. You know, in Thailand they use soap. But in the West, you know, they use pineapples to wash. Maybe they're more advanced than us, using pineapples. Maybe we should try that. And I realized, instead of scolding you, and I felt, instead of feeling bad, you know, that I made a stupid mistake, or feeling embarrassed, I realized I'd made my teacher happy. So isn't it a wonderful thing? If you may do something stupid and make a mistake, you're making people happy. Make some more mistakes. It'd be such a boring world if everyone was perfect and they could speak Thai properly. So this is actually why you don't have to have anxiety anymore. You make a mistake and let everybody else know. And just create so much happiness and joy in this world when you don't have to be perfect. And this, you'll learn that on this retreat. So your answer to that question is, you do some more meditation in places such as this, and you'll find all your anxiety just vanishes. In the same way you meditate, you just sit here and just let things be. You're not trying to get anywhere, just to be here. Allowing yourself to make mistakes. If you fall asleep, you fall asleep. If you start snoring, that's fine. If other people don't like it, they can get earplugs. You just carry on. That way that you don't really care what other people think of you. And you can just have a nice, peaceful, happy time. You don't have to be perfect. Oh, what a great relief on the spiritual journey of life to realize I don't have to be perfect. I can be free now. Otherwise, you're going to have to spend your whole of your life and many other lives striving for perfection, a place you can never reach, and realizing what a stupid person you've been. You don't need to strive to be perfect. Just let go and you find it's good enough.